stay in the farm and lively have it. It will work. So that's what we have. And for the transition from outside devotees to the farm, Pariyata Mataji and Dhruva Prabhu's example, Pariyata Mataji was sharing that they have kept a goal before they moved to the farm. They have set up a goal that and they have some practical planning. So they had some practical planning and they made a conscious choice to make this transition. Like in their case, like Mataji had stayed back and worked for the company that she is doing, and Dhruva Prabhu has come here 1 year later, 1 year before, so after moving to the Gitanagari lifestyle, basically spiritual life is really very dynamic. So much it takes a lot of surrender, but so much devotional practices are so easily going. So,
and one of the overall aspects, or the one of the main takeaways from our discussion, was that the Gitanagari project as a whole is so encompassing for everyone that it doesn't matter which profession or inclination you have for some service or career or some skills or abilities, there's some way that Gitanagari can use that service to develop this project more. So it was quite nice that all varnas, all ashrams in Gitanagari is really all open for all service. It was really inspiring as well.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, sadhus. I'm Jai Nitai Gora Haridas. I will speak on behalf of Kunteya's group, the whole group. The main principle of our discussion was that one of the concerns that was predominant there is a lack of faith in the Vaishnava education system. And though there's a strong desire to honor that mandate of Srila Prabhupada to establish a Gurukul and to establish a Vaishnava education system, and those of us here who have attended this conference, these 4 days, some of the principles that came up I think are applicable to everyone, is that in the beginning there's a pioneering stage, and we're very much in the pioneering stage of ISKCON and also in establishing this education system. So there are those who are stepping forward and taking that leap of faith, taking that faith in Prabhupada's system and being a pioneer. And though there are many practical issues that came up, the principle was that Kunteya wasn't trying to give like, this is how you must do it or this is the way it's done. But as pioneers, we should find a way to do it. And in the beginning, there's that pioneering stage. And then later, as something starts cultivating, the vision starts becoming rationalized, and there's that administrative stage where there's clearer roles of the pioneers and those participating in the project. And then later, when it's culminated more fully, there's an integration stage. Oh, there's a chart here. And in the integration stage, that spirit of pioneering is again awakened, because now you have clearer roles and you're again acting more on a more integrated level to integrate the principles there of whatever you're working on. Another chart which I'd like to use also is it's right there. The pioneers, there's very few pioneers because it takes some strong desire there, and one of the things that came out was actually fueling that desire, because those of us who were gathered there had a strong desire for our children and our community to have a good education. So the pioneers really take it on their shoulders to actually pursue that. And then, from then, we have early adopters. So they can see that there's some progress being made, and so they start adopting it. Then later, you have later adopters, where they see, oh, it's actually working, it's now becoming the norm. And then there's the laggards who will just never really accept, maybe in their next life, maybe in their next birth. So on a personal note, I would actually very much like to thank Kaunteya Prabhu, because I think him and the other speakers here who really led this conference, you're very much the pioneers of the pioneers. And there's one thing Srila Prabhupada said, it's in a purport somewhere, another devotee told me that I'd like to repeat, is that someone's very strong in preaching because they have faith. And then someone else, even though they have no faith, they can see the faith in that person. And I can see in our community, we have some reservation toward Vaishnava education, toward maybe Gurukul. But Kaunteya Prabhu's faith is so strong that it very much was greatly encouraging to me. And my faith has actually become great stronger, and thank you so much for that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So most of our discussion was really question answer based. A lot of devotees asked questions to Abhiram Prabhu, and questions went all over in different directions. So I'll cover some of them, and they'll give you some idea of what we were discussing. A lot of questions were about how does a Varnashrama community function? How does it start? What are the main things? How will it work around that? And one of the point Kaunteya Prabhu brought up in earlier discussion, and now also, that we have our communities where we have pujaris, where we have other things, but our communities are not economically successful. There is nothing that generates economy. So there are people who cannot join. If we have that element, then there is an impetus for the people who are watching us. They can come over and join us. And so that's what his current project is, to bring in that element. And then we were covering other aspects of community where respect there should be. The whole universe is made hierarchical in structure. So there is Supreme Lord, there are demigods, there are planets, and we are here and lower than us. So the structure is made that way, and the community should also be in the same way. There is a structure in there, and the respect goes towards elders. And elders' respect. And one of the things he was sharing, even though someone made a comment on him that, I like, you are so independent, you take your decisions, you work so freely. And then he says, no, I'm not independent. Every time I get an idea, I call Jayadvaita Maharaj and check with him, make his argument and get his consent and discuss with him. So he says he's not independent. And then he shared something great, which I want to share with you. Prabhupada said about him, let me see if I can recall that nicely. Prabhupada said about him, you should not be dependent. No, he was telling about Abhiram Prabhu to someone else. He said he should not be dependent, but he should also not be independent. Very nice. So he should not be dependent. That means, economically he should arrange on his own, work things out on his own. But at the same time, from the thought, no one should be independent. Everyone should be dependent upon seniors. So that's an idea of Varnashrama community, which should be there. And so then the discussion went on, what's in America currently, how it is America structured. It's totally anti-Varnashrama, anti-culture. There is no respect for elders. The big corporate structure, small businesses are discouraged. There are, there is no, the whole society is broken. So in one way, we are working against the current. On the other hand, we have a big market. There will be people who will like us if we do the right thing. There was discussion about how Varnashrama is important, because it gives the structure for everyone to stay in their own place. And that's one of the reasons he was pointing out, is the reason for fall down. It's not like the people were not sincere. They were not in their right ashram according to their stage. So, covered that, and let me see, there was another point about, we are asking about his project, what it is there currently, and Subal Prabhu was pointing points about he's doing brahmachari training, and at some point, brahmacharis would transition on to something which Abhiram Prabhu is doing. So there would be a Varnashrama college, there is a bakery, and there is everything springs out of Harinam Ashram. So everything is around Harinam. Okay, did I cover anything else you have?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. So I have 2-3 more points on top of this. So one of the point we discussed was about the prosperous life. So Prabhu gave an example of Amish community. You know, the way they are growing, and you know, they don't have fear for their survival, fear for employment for their next generation, because they're very well functioning, proper economy. So in that regard, what is prosperous life? Prosperous life is basically the security for your survival and security for your next generation. So this one of the good point that I liked. Apart from that, to be successful for our, you know, children, to be successful, you know, in a alternative school education, what is required? So, discipline and organization. So these are the two points that, we discussed. Prabhu gave an example of his own, business, background, where he was dealing with his own business. He was dealing with, you know, multimillionaires, and some of the billionaires were on his board of directors. And Prabhu said, you know, none of them were PhDs or MBAs. In fact, PhDs and MBAs were going down to them asking, what can I do for you? So it's not about, you know, the degrees and education, but it's about discipline and organization that will bring the success. Apart from that, other point we discussed was, you know, some of the group members were talking about, they were inspired that, you know, how do we start on the Varnashram, you know, at this stage of our life where we already have a working economy for us, we have a family, responsibilities, but how do we transition? So Prabhu gave an example, an advice that we should be very pragmatic in our consideration. You know, this has to be evolved gradually. If something is already working for you, don't break it just for sake of it. We have to be practical in our approach. I think those are the points.
And one more thing, which will segue into a brief presentation. There was quite a lot of questions about how do we do something, how do we start. Some of the devotees in our discussion group were thinking of starting businesses. Some had started on a small scale. And there was some issues about marketing, such as, I'm sorry, your name is? Yashodamayi Mata. She started she's manufacturing some medicinal, natural herbal things and some other products. And so how to expand and how to practice. This was a very practical discussion. And, I thought that just 5 minutes elaboration on our marketing campaign here would be a little inspirational for those who are thinking, how do I start a small business? This was a business started out with basically no capital at a point where, midway point, where we needed to move to some commercial equipment. We borrowed $10,000 on a credit card, paid it back immediately within a year, and it's just sort of scraped its way forward. At the moment, we took $1,500 in debt, again from a close devotee friend, to pay the professional photographer to do the, you know, product photography is a specialized photography. Not anyone can just do it. So Bhaktijan, please take over and just finish that 5 minutes, okay?
Thank you. Hare Krishna, everyone. Accept my obeisances, all the Vaishnavis. All glories to His Divine Grace, Prabhupada. So yeah, I mean, as Abhiram said, we started very simply with one cookie, just one cookie. We went around to the different shops, coffee shops, health food stores, and juice bars in Manhattan, and made our offering, asked if they would like to purchase the one cookie and have a vegan, gluten-free, very high-quality product in their shop. So many people took them, and as time went on, we developed a second product. Immediately, I went out to those same customers and doubled our business. After that, we came out with another two products and, again, doubled our business. and along the way picked up more customers, as you would do. Now we have 7 products and a substantial wholesale market in Manhattan and Brooklyn, customers that we sell wholesale to. But we realized we wanted to extend our reach and really make this available and look for that retail market and make it available to everyone. So many people are always asking, you know, can I buy your products? Where can I buy your products? And we really didn't have a structure for it. So now we did a really big push to have this website up in time for this conference so we can show everyone what we're doing. And we're really looking for a nationwide exposure, nationwide availability. And we have a team that put the web page together. I did the design, and they implemented that design. And they're all then going to work for 6 months to get us on first page Google. So if you put any of the keywords in, vegan, gluten-free, bakery products like that, we'll come up on first page Google. And I think everybody knows that how important that is in today's world if you want to do any type of business. So this is actually the first model of our bigger plan that we'll add other products to. We'll come out with the Himsa cheeses, we'll come out with the Himsa ghee, we'll have farm-to-table soups, and we'll add them all as part of Krishna's Pure Foods. So if someone goes on the webpage and looks for Krishna's Bakery, they'll see that. They can click on it when they go to the link, but they're also going to see all these other products that are available. Similarly, if somebody picks up a jar of soup in a supermarket, Whole Foods or whatever it may be, they go to the website on the jar, and again, they see the cookies that are available, they see all these other products. So it all helps perpetuate, you know, these natural, healthy products that we're trying to give people. One of the key things is the most healthy products that we can make. I'm using the finest ingredients, sprouted grains, the best chocolate for those of you that eat it. I know Prabhupada did. I have it on good authority, so we do offer that. But it's 86% organic fair trade cacao, and it's the best chocolate I could find, as in the raisins and the walnuts and the sprouted grains, again, that we use, which are very, very expensive, but a completely different product than you can get any other way. I mean, it truly is. I mean, mostly in the gluten-free world, everything that you try is basically made with rice flour and tapioca flour. They're very dry, chalky, tasteless, and hard, and just not a good experience. And everyone, if there's any celiacs or gluten-free, they'll tell you that that's pretty much what's available. So we think we've developed a product line that is pretty much a standalone, which I think is important. If we're going to make offerings, especially as a movement, we should have the absolute best things that we can possibly come up with to be offering and be consistent with that and be known for that. I think that's key. So I just will take you through briefly, you know, our webpage here. We've tried to do something that is, again, you know, mainstream acceptable, mainstream, you know, nice and be accepted that way. If you click on here, non-GMO, it tells you about the gluten story, what's going on. You know, I won't go into those details now, but there's a reason why people are getting sick from this. What happened? Sorry? Anyway, I don't think it's going to work. That one was on the computer. It won't work, even if we bring up the email. Anyway, we have 7 products now. We have our original flagship product, which is a chocolate chip oatmeal raisin walnut cookie. Very nice texture. We have the triple chocolate suicide cookie, which is, you know, quite a decadent cookie. It's very good. We have a peanut butter cookie and a peanut butter chocolate chip. Those two go very well together. And then we have 3 what we call walnut oat cake bars. We have a raspberry, a blueberry, and an apricot. That's what there is. The good news is that I brought samples, enough to give everyone here 1 piece, so that you can get an idea what it is. The label that's on the package, when you finish with the product, you can just fold it. It's a self-adhesive tape. It's resealable. And you could keep it like a business card, and it has the web page and our phone number and everything on there. If there's anything more you need to know about, you'd like to know about the bakery, or if we can help you in any way, feel free to call We'll be glad to help you out in that regard. It also has the web page. You'll be able to go on if you'd like to purchase. They'll certainly be available. I'll have a few boxes available today after I give everything out as well. If you'd like to take some home, we can do that as well. So you can see me after, but when should we give the cookies out?
Right now.
We can do now? Dr. Lee, can you help me?
As soon as
like 1 minute.
Huh?
Oh, we'll have them out the front door.
We'll have them outside, yeah.
Okay. We're going to... I'll just thank Dr. John because we're closing it. And we're absolutely doing this for all of you, and we're available if there's anything we can help you with. Whatever Dr. John knows or whatever I may know, we'd be happy to help with you if you want to do something similar.
Two quick announcements. Tomorrow, those who...